We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon in the studio, Laura Russin in the studio, and as we promised earlier, we have Laura's guest, who she wrangled for the show, Lauren Carey.
Her name's Megan there, right?
Megan Carey. She threw me off because of her last name, the way it's pronounced, and it's Cairns, right? Did I get that right? Megan Cairns?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Holy side. Well, I didn't really know. Nailed it is not what I did.
He nailed it after he nailed his thumb.
After I figured it out. But you're a captain, you're a coach, you're a co-owner of Mast Maritime Academy and Sail Training. So your title kind of says it all, but kind of tell me a little bit about, we talked a minute about it before, that you were involved with the Blueberry Festival, and now you're on to, let's say bigger and better things. And I guess tell me a little bit about what those things are, and then we'll kind of get a little deeper into what you're doing.
Yeah, well, thank you again so much for having me.
You're welcome.
So I have been sailing for 20 years, and I've been working professionally for most of that time. And I got my captain's license back in 2012 as a young woman, you know, ready to take on the world. And it has developed into a really awesome thing that I am able to really enjoy training people and teaching them about the industry and the opportunities that we have. And so my husband and I together started Mast last year, and are really able to launch it now in partnership with Sailing Saugatuck, a tall ship in Saugatuck, a schooner named Serenity, which is exactly that, a very serene and awesome time, great for family. And I am able to run programs off of his boats and their ship there. And so it is just a really awesome partnership that has developed, you know, 20 years later after starting swabbing the decks as a young one and just coming up.
It isn't a schooner of that size a little big to be kind of doing lessons with? Wouldn't you use something smaller than that?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially if you're doing, you know, basic sail training. The fleet that the Sailing Saugatuck company runs has a couple of other boats as well. They have run Margaret Ann, which has run out of South Haven for years, about 12 years, I think. And she is a more modern sort of typical boat that you'd expect to see. And she takes passengers out. So she's a good one to use, as well as the classic boat. Tamerlan is also new to the fleet this year. And she has been in South Haven. She's a beautiful wooden boat, sort of tan bark sails, and really well kept by a local owner. And she's just joined the fleet. So for the sail training on a basic level, we'll be using the smaller boats. But for, you know, more advanced stuff, if you'd like to handle bigger boats and learn more about handling them on Lake Michigan, Serenity is great.
Yeah, and you know, and when you speak about Lake Michigan, you kind of do need a big boat that big. But I know you were about to say something else, but I know Mason Dixon, he's always got a good question over there in the corner.
I got lots of good questions there, Rob Dog.
Right.
So, Miss Megan, you named this, or they call this boat Serenity, but what happens when the lake is rollicking and the waves are coming in and people need the puke buckets and stuff like that? That just, how are you supposed to be taking people that don't got their...
It's not so serene, is it?
No, we don't got our sea legs.
There's one in every crowd, isn't there, guys?
Yeah, there is.
Oh,
always.
Yes. I'm usually that one.
You know, you don't use the buckets. You just go over the side of the boat. There's no reason to get out a bucket in that situation.
No. You know, I took that. Go ahead.
There are definitely times where you know, we have the choice where we don't have to be out there. It's not the old age of sail where, you know, you have no choice. You're out there without an engine and all you got is your crew and your people. And so we can choose not to go out if it's crazy like that, because you do want to be safe. But Serenity kind of comes from within, don't you think, Mason?
Oh, that's you should make t-shirts that say that.
Yeah.
And speaking of t-shirts, I think I figured out your I was thinking about your name in that MAST. I bet that's an acronym, MAST, for Maritime Academy and Sailing Training. How about that? I figured that out myself.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice to-
I never would have. Ever. I would have never thought that deeply. I'm like, what does it mean? I said, mast. That's just the pole that sticks up from a ship that they put a sail on,
that's
right?
That's why it's so brilliant. Good job on the name there, Miss Megan.
Okay, so how about...
Thank you.
There's lots to talk about, and how about you come into South Haven very soon?
Yes. So one of the things that Serenity and the Sailing Saugatuck Company has really wanted to do is support their frontline workers. And so my boss got this great idea to just come to South Haven to the Bronson, you know, hospital footprint there and offer the free sales to those who have been working during COVID and have really been frontline in this crazy time that we've all been living through and are, you know, ready to be done with. But so just as a picking up,
I don't know
up
what you're talking
crew,
about, ready to be done with. We can do this for another 10 years. This is good stuff.
Yeah. So we thought, okay, before things get crazy and busy up in Saugatuck, let's come down to South Haven and run some free sales. And we thought just in case, you know, they don't fill up, we'd love to bring, you know, local business owners from South Haven out as well. All free just for PR and just to help promote and get the word out about what we're doing, as well as provide those opportunities to just take a short break out on the lake and, you know, in the nature, away from technology, and being able to just breathe, you know, for a minute in these wild times that we've been in.
I have a question for you. How much would it cost me in the middle of the summer to have you sail that down and shoot a music video right in the South Haven Harbor on that boat?
Well, for you, special price.
I like that because I think that it would be something that there would be a lot of eyeballs that would see that around here. And I think just because of the kind of guy that I am, bringing a boat from Saugatuck down to the South Haven Harbor to do a South Haven video would be perfect.
Now, how long does it take to take a boat from Saugatuck?
So I'll pay for the gas as long as you sail from Saugatuck to here.
that's my kind of language.
How long of a boat ride is that?
You know, it depends on the weather.
Whether you got the wind in your sails or not.
Yeah, it is not that far. It's just under 20 miles. And so hopefully we'll be able to make it in about 8 hours. And that would probably
eight
be cutting
hours.
Around.
Hey, I'm going to have to stop you here a second because we are out of time. But would you mind if we went to a break and I brought you back for another segment?
I would love it.
We will do that when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. We have Megan Cairns.